Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is another beautiful afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Wednesday. We are halfway to the weekend. Awesome news. Coming up into the next break, we're going to do a quick, fast text-off. Who do you think's going to win tonight? Do you think the Pelicans can steal a game at Oklahoma against the Thunder? You know, the game the other night was so close. The Pelicans were doing so well, and they lost it 94-92. That was a tough loss. I mean, they almost had that game stolen. But when you consider that the Thunder were, you know, number one, seeded number one, and then they're playing the Pelicans at home, you would have thought they would have blown the Pelicans out. So I think that's a positive sign. I just hope that they didn't take too much out of the Pelicans when they beat them by 2 points in that first game. So we'll do a fast text off. Can the Pelicans win? The Pelicans or the Thunder, who's going to win tonight in Oklahoma City? We'll talk about that. And just so much exciting news about the draft. And, of course, we've got full coverage here on WWL. And it all starts tomorrow. Jaden Daniels, LSU's talented quarterback, where's he going to go? You know, a lot of people are talking about Caleb Williams from Southern Cal. And, you know, he just seemed to falter in a lot of games. And, I think from a prototype, from his physical prototype, maybe he's a little bit more ready for the NFL. Jaden Daniels is a little lean. I mean, he's going to need to beef up, especially if he's going to run in the NFL. And then Malik Nabers, where is he going to go? There's so many talented players out there. And I know if the Saints pick an offensive tackle, that's not a sexy pick. It's not like picking a quarterback or a wide receiver or running back. It's not a sexy pick, but it's an important pick. And if we don't have an offensive line, then none of our players can do well. And Derek Carr is only going to be effective if he has time to throw the ball, if he has time to do the things that he can do. So I know it's not a sexy pick, but, you know, if the Saints really feel like they've got to have that, either on offense or defense, but especially on offense, it's not a sexy pick. But it's an important pick. And, you know, you really build a team with the offensive line, because you can have a quarterback that's not that great, but if he's got a good offensive line and has time to do things, he looks really great. You can have the most talented quarterback ever, and if there's no offensive line, then they're not going to be able to do what they're able to do. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. The high today is going to be 80 to 81. I don't know. It might be there right now. So a lot to talk about. Posted on our website is a blog that I wrote about reasonable Republicans are standing up to right-wing radicals. And we're just starting to see more incidents of this, and I just think it's a great sign, and it's an opportunity to save the Republican Party. That is also posted on my Facebook page, and let me share a couple of the early comments that have come in on that. There's a picture of Marjorie Taylor Greene with it, and it's titled "Finally, Reasonable Republicans Are Fighting Back Against Right-Wing Radicals." Shatney says this clown, meaning Marjorie Taylor Greene, is not fit for office, making Georgia look dumb. Let's see. Paul says, I would love to know more details about her recent divorce. Yeah, I bet that's kind of steamy. Mark says, reasonable Republicans are a thing of the past. Well, they can't be. And they're not. I mean, they're there if they would just stand up, but they've been afraid. Oh, I don't want to say anything negative about them because they're tied to Trump. And if the voters know that I said something negative about them and they support Trump, then maybe they won't reelect me. No, you got to stand up and you know, have some courage. Reasonable Republicans, mainstream Republicans need to stand up to the right-wing radicals. Eddie says, MTG, if MTG were a Democrat plant to disrupt the Republican Party, would it be any different? No, it wouldn't be any different. It'd be the same. I mean, she might as well be a Democrat plant to disrupt the Republican Party because she's acting as such. Robert says, ah, yes, Scoot's MTG obsession continues. Oh, yeah, I'm really obsessed with Marjorie Taylor Greene. PK says, Backwoods Barbie needs to crawl back where she belongs. The world has heard enough of Moscow Margie. Love that. And Virgil says, I totally agree with you, Scoot, on MTG, but what about the left-wing radicals? Well, they're there, too. They don't consistently make as much noise as right-wing Republicans. And the other thing is, you've got so many radio shows around the country that are calling out the left-wing radicals, but they're failing to call out the right-wing radicals because their shows are based on conservative ideology. So they're not going to tell you the truth about right-wing radicals, and that's where we're different. We are an alternative when it comes to that. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go uptown to Donna. Donna, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
You know, you do seem a little obsessed with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I have to say, the past 2 days I've turned on the radio and you've been talking about her. But I really have to ask this question because I almost drove off the road. Your producer actually said, no matter what you might think of the Mueller investigation, we all know that Trump's 2016 election was crawling with Russians. Now, there were two impeachment trials. There was a very detailed corruption investigation by somebody that was not really a fan of Donald Trump's. And there was no Russian collusion found. So I think that Ann owes it to your listeners, and as do you, to tell us what Russians and what evidence he has that the Russians were crawling all over Donald Trump's campaign.
Okay, I've got you. I've got
nobody
it's
else
back
has
on
said that.
It's back on my desk.
WWL.
It's back on my
so
desk.
I think you've got to own that and
it's
explain
back
to your listeners what that evidence is.
Donna,
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, I've got it back on my desk. I'll go get it during a break and bring it here. I think Ian was talking about like Facebook and social media. There were Russian plants. The CIA, the FBI knew this. There were Russian plants there. I'm not obsessed with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donna, but when somebody puts themselves in the news on a regular basis, we talk about them. It's really that simple. And I think you really should call her and say, hey, listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene, shut up so people don't talk about you the way they're talking about you. We talk about things that we observe in the news and things that are popular in the news at the time. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we're starting to see more and more of this, mainstream Republicans are finally starting to shout down the right-wing radicals. Now,
there were Russians involved in...
Let me finish it. Donna, they weren't involved in the results of the election. They were involved in trying to sway voters. And they did apparently they did a successful job of swaying some voters because there were people who were tuning in and going on social media and Facebook pages that the government knows were set up by Russians, and they were trying to get information on people so they could spread rumors that would make Donald Trump look better. So that's pretty much known. And, you know, Ian wanted to make a comment.
Hey, Donna, just quick, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or embarrass you or anything, but these are just the minimum questions that I have to ask when someone comes at me with this sort of thing. Konstantin Kilimnik, do you know who that is, ma'am?
No, who's Konstantin Kalimnik?
Konstantin Kalimnik is a Russian intelligence operative who was secretly meeting with Paul Manafort while Paul Manafort was running Donald Trump's campaign. Paul Manafort was managing
Let me just finish this.
Oh, yes, he did. He absolutely did. The Mueller investigation revealed that Paul Manafort had been meeting with Konstantin Kalimnik, giving him internal polling data. Why would he be doing that? Let me just get this out, man. The Mueller report found that, and the Durham report did not dispute it. Furthermore, the Senate Intelligence Committee, the bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee, found the same thing. They didn't dispute any of this. If you think that there was no evidence of collusion in the Mueller report, you don't have to take my word for it. Go and read the bipartisan Senate Intel Committee, which, may I remind you, was being chaired by Republicans at the time.
Was in the Biden campaign.
So now we're just moving the goalpost. You're not going to answer my question.
Yeah,
you're just going to shift to something else.
I'm telling you, you're only telling half the story.
We're not telling half the story.
No, we're not telling half the story. If we're talking about the Saints and suddenly you decide you want to talk about the Pelicans instead, that's you just changing the boundaries of the conversation, ma'am.
You never, ever talk about anything except right-wing.
All right, Donna, I just explained this on the air. There are radio shows that all they do is talk about left-wing radicals. Do you call them and say, why do you only talk about left-wing radicals? I'm not going to give any shows the credit on this show, so I'm not going to name any names, but there are conservative shows all over this country. I'm open to opinions.
You have no prejudice.
I have plenty prejudices. I have prejudice against misinformation. I have prejudice against gullible Americans. I have prejudice against a lot of things.
Gullible Americans. Okay. All right.
So I admit I've got prejudice. Yes, I do. I don't know why you think
you're
I don't.
Donna,
very apparent.
Can I just say this? We can have a conversation about the Biden campaign in 2020 or the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016.
Why don't you do it?
Let me finish this sentence, ma'am. I just really answered your question in a pretty thorough, detailed, bulletproof way, and I would love to hear you acknowledge that and say, okay, interesting, Ian. You weren't lying. You weren't wrong. I'll look into it.
No. I don't think you're lying. I think you are spreading misinformation that somehow that 2016 campaign was the result of Russian interference.
I think you're misinterpreting.
And the Mueller report specifically found that was not true.
That is not what the Mueller report found. What are you talking about?
Do you think you read the Mueller report on the back of an oatmeal packet,
ma'am? You can't just say that the Mueller report didn't find that when the Mueller report absolutely did find that.
The Mueller report was that the election was not swayed. Russian intelligence.
That doesn't mean that there weren't Russian intelligence operatives involved in the campaign and trying to influence it.
There are in every campaign, Ian.
No, you can't both sides your way out of this one, Donna. That is not the case.
Donna, listen, there are plenty of shows for you. I mean, this is a show that we are an alternative to right-wing radical radio that only bashes Biden and left-wing radicals every day. And we talk about things that people like you don't want to hear, and so those other stations don't tell you this stuff. They're not going to tell you the things that we tell you. They're not going to talk about the things that we talk about. And so obviously the truth and these things that are reality are making you very, very uncomfortable. I'm sorry about that, but that's what we do on our show. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, I played a little bit of this yesterday. We'll sample it again a little earlier in the show. But Paul McCartney's son, James McCartney, has gotten together with John Lennon's son, Sean Lennon, and they've done a song together. And this is the song. And it sounds very Beatle-ish to me. Son of Paul McCartney, son of John Lennon, together with this song, Primrose Hill. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL. That's James McCartney, Paul McCartney's son, and Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son. The song is called Primrose Hill. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Love this band. This is Greta Van Fleet, and Greta Van Fleet is going to be with the Foo Fighters, Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, Queen Latifah, Hozier, Trombone Shorty, and more for the second weekend of Jazz Fest. You want some tickets? Of course you want tickets. Of course you want to go. Listen to Tommy Newell's Sports Talk and our show from 1 to 4 and get the Jazz Fest password of the day, which today is Zydeco, Z-Y-D-E-C-O, Zydeco. Take the password and go to our website, WWL.com, and enter that word and register to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest, plus round trip on the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle, air-conditioned shuttle right into the infield of Jazz Fest. And happy festing from Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time and WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. I don't want the last caller, Donna, to derail our show, but I want you to know that we know what we're talking about. Not everybody wants to hear it. That's okay. I have never said, and my producer has never said, that the Russian influence in the 2016 election swayed the election so Trump won. I believe Trump won fair and square. But there was a lot going on in this country. There was a lot of debate. There was there were attempts to undermine the democratic process. That extended into 2020. But as far as 2016 was concerned, President Obama was so concerned about Russian influence because of information that they had from all of the government agencies that President Obama had a 15-page plan in effect that was put together by cybersecurity officials, and they were honestly concerned that Russian influence, it was there, that it would actually try to attempt to shut down Election Day. On November 1st, the White House went as far as to have a war game Election Day attack plan played out. And they were concerned about voter meddling. They were concerned about disinformation. Now, Trump continued to talk about, if I don't win, the election is rigged. And there was widespread coverage of Russian hacking. But I don't think that is why Trump won. I think Trump won the election, but there was a lot of Russian meddling that caused disruption in America. In 2008... Russia did hack the campaigns of both Obama and John McCain. This is nothing new. Illinois discovered that there was an intrusion. This comes from Time Magazine, a reputable source. I mean, this is information that comes from the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, the FBI. Illinois discovered an intrusion on July 12th when hackers triggered an alarm by trying to download the whole file of 15 million voters in the state. They want information on the voters. Another thing that Russians did was they set up Facebook pages that looked like they were conservative Facebook pages from conservative Americans. And they were trying to suck you in. And what they did was they got you to click on that to post or to say, yeah, I love this idea. I love this. They got you to click on all of that. And then as soon as you did, man, they had information on you, and they started to target you. Further, there were ways that Russian President Vladimir Putin tried to undermine the integrity of the vote here. And one of the most disruptive things that they did was they actually tried to alter the voter rolls so people who were going to vote couldn't vote. This was all uncovered by intelligence in our country. Now, I know a lot of Americans now pick and choose what they want to believe. You don't have to believe this if this doesn't fit your agenda. But that's not going to stop me from telling you what happened. And so Russians, I don't think they swayed the election. I think they caused a lot of disruption here. Where do you think the whole story about Pizzagate came from? Where do you think that came from? That came from the Russians. They started this rumor that people picked up on and believed it because it's what they wanted to believe. They started this rumor that Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, her campaign chair, were running a child sex trafficking ring out of the basement of a pizza parlor in a suburb of Washington, D.C. That sounds so ridiculous that who could believe that it was true? But a lot of people did. And I remember specifically some guy called this show during that campaign. And he criticized me for not covering that story. And I said, that sounds so ridiculous that it's not even true. It turned out to not be true. Factually, it wasn't true. And a guy from North Carolina was so upset, he went with guns to the pizza parlor. He fired off a round in the pizza parlor. He was there trying to save the children. There were no children there. I think he ended up in jail. And after he admitted how stupid he was to believe that. So don't be naive. It's 2024, and everything you see is not what you think it is. And look at the divide that we have in this country. And some of this may have been set up by Russians appearing to be conservatives who are spreading ridiculous rumors that a lot of people who are gullible are believing in. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian, did you want to add anything?
Nope, I think you nailed it. I really do. I don't know what I could possibly add to that. I mean, it's like, you know, people in the text line are very quick to be like, well, what about the Steele dossier? Or what about Obama spying on the Trump campaign? Okay, we don't have to talk about those two things at the exact same time. If we're zooming out and taking like a broad, deep examination of everything that seemed a little untoward in the 2016 campaign, fine, we can do that. But if the conversation begins with there was no Russian collusion and anyone who says so is lying to you, we have to address that first. And if we've done that to everyone's satisfaction, and then the next thing you say is not, okay, thank you for illuminating that for me, or thanks for your insight, but instead to go talk about something else, well, or say, that's not such a big deal because they did this? They did it different.
Okay, look, if you get pulled over for speeding, are you going to tell the cop, well, that guy over there was speeding too? The cop doesn't care. He caught you. And so, again, this really comes down to gullible Americans who feel like they've got such conviction, but they will believe anything. And anybody who even entertained as real the concept of Pizzagate and other ridiculous rumors, you got to admit you were gullible. And it was not true. And Trump won 2016. He lost 2020, but he won 2016. But that's not to say that he won with the help of the Russians. But the Russians did disrupt America and did add to the deep divide in America. And that's all that we're talking about. That's all that we've ever said on the show.
And it's odd to think that that's just a complete manufacture, because Russia does this to other countries all the time.
Yeah.
They do this to the other former Soviet republics. They've been interfering in Ukrainian politics and in Eastern Europe and in the Indian subcontinent, in the Middle East. They do this all over the world. So the idea that, like, it's some great leap of the imagination that Russia would want to do this to America is absurd.
And the other thing is, President Obama did not want to talk about this publicly because he was afraid that would impact
Bingo.
The election.
Exactly.
So he stayed quiet with it and had all these plans to make Election Day safe for Americans, but didn't want to talk about it because he was afraid that that would cause people to react in a certain way, and he did not want to alarm the American people. All right, let's go to Jay in Metairie. Jay, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to, first of all, tell you guys that on WWL, I think you call Balls and Strikes fairly. Yeah, it's the most balanced show I listen to on all subjects, or left. That's number one. Number two, you're talking a lot about Jazz Fest. Well, as the most immediate past president of City Park, we have the LPO playing at the Great Lawn this evening. It's a free concert, and if you've ever been, which I'm sure you have, it's stunning, and the weather's going to be perfect tonight. So I'd love to see.
All right, Jay, tell us where that is.
City Park.
City Park.
The Great Lawn at City Park.
Okay.
They play at the pavilion, you know, with the columns and everything, where folks take their pictures and weddings.
Boy.
And it's on the Great Lawn. People get their, you know, their throws, and they bring picnic baskets. And
what time?
And listen to music on the cars. Starts at 6 o'clock.
Wow. And it's going to be a perfect night for that. The LPO at
yes,
that
indeed.
Place, that's going to be beautiful.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to mention was the story, the gentleman who answered my call about the FBI and Jim Comey, who I think is a bum. You had, this story has been just buried, but you had over 100 girls that were molested by the doctor, reported to the FBI in Indianapolis. They disregarded it. FBI agents suspended, no FBIs have been fired, and the federal government agreed to pay over 8 figures. I think the number is $140 million, and allowed it to continue after complaints had been alleged for years. And the current FBI chair, Ray, apologized. The current attorney general apologized. But Comey hasn't had the guts to stand up and say, I'm sorry, I overlooked it, I made a mistake, or anything. And
That's a huge story. That's a huge story.
And it's not getting enough coverage. I just feel bad. Yeah. I have daughters, good, and, you know, I thought to myself, this could have been my kid, and it just makes me sick.
Oh, my God, it makes me sick thinking about that could have been my granddaughter or a daughter. Jay, I'm glad you brought that up. It's a horrifying story, and I appreciate the call. Hey, listen, if you're on hold, we are going to get to your calls as soon as we come back. But also, let's do the quick text off here. A quick text off. Do you think the Pelicans are going to come back and beat the Thunder tonight? The Thunder at home in Oklahoma City. The Pelicans have had a few days off to check out the women in Oklahoma City and check out the restaurants and all that. You think they're going to be ready to play tonight? I think they're going to be ready to play. What do you think? But be honest. Do you think the Pelicans win tonight, or did the Thunder win? Text P for Pelicans, T for Thunder, and text this to the Oaken Heart Jewelers text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Text P for Pelicans, T for Thunder, and we'll see who our audience thinks is going to win the game tonight. Tip-off time, 8:30. This is for all of you working. All right, Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Really, something really interesting almost happened on this day in 1976. There were rumors that the Beatles might get back together, and it was because executive producer of Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels, offered them money to come do it. $3,000, union scale for showing up to reunite on the show. Actually, that got up to $1 million a little bit after that. And then, of course, John Lennon was murdered. But when Lorne Michaels was on Saturday Night Live inviting the Beatles to reunite on his show for $3,000, Paul McCartney and John Lennon were watching Saturday Night Live in John Lennon's New York City apartment. And they almost considered going down there, but then they said, no, we're not going to. They almost went down there to the studio. How cool would that have been? Anyway, it almost happened on this day in 1976. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's get back to more of your reaction to our show today and things we've been talking about. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Charlie in Tangipahoa. Charlie, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes. Okay. What that last lady, Banner?
Yeah.
I believe anything you told that lady was going in one ear and just going straight up the other ear, she didn't care.
We know that some of the things that we talk about, not everybody wants to hear, and that's okay. Yeah. I mean, we have a great show. We're very proud of our show. We're very proud of what we do, and we are an alternative. And I love that Donna said, well, what shows do what you say? Man, you can find conservative shows here or anywhere around the country, and all they do is puke out the same thing. It's the exact same thing every day. And so there are things that they don't tell you that we're going to tell you. And the right-wing radicals don't want to hear that, but that doesn't stop us from telling what's going on.
Right. Well, I think the one thing you should have told them, maybe it may not, I don't think it would have helped any, but she keep bringing up the Mueller report. Trouble with the Mueller report was, as soon as it was finished, Bill Barr got his hand on it. And from a 400-page report to a 4-page summary, and that was it. That's what everybody got to see, what Bill Barr wanted them to see. And it said exactly what Donald Trump wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, I don't think that was, I don't think that was totally, I don't, you know, look, there's politics at play here. Let's just say that. Charlie, I'm glad you're listening to our show, and thanks for calling. All right, let's check in with Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, I bet both of you believe that the pee-pee tape is real.
I don't know.
I don't think the pee-pee tape is real.
I don't think it's real. It's one of those stories that it sounds, oh, my God, if you want to believe it, you're going to believe it. But it sounds like Pizzagate. It sounds too ridiculous to actually be true.
Just regarding the Steele dossier broadly, you're not going to catch me defending that document. It's hugely problematic. 95% of it is probably total BS. And that can be true. And it can also be true at the same time that Robert Mueller and the Senate Intel Committee found all this evidence of collusion.
Yeah.
Like, those two things can both be true at the same time.
Yes.
Here's a text that says, can we agree? Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea have tried to interfere in our elections and will continue to try, but U.S. hands are not clean either. The CIA has influenced many elections around the world, and Obama routed $300,000 of our tax money to help Bibi Netanyahu's opponent in Israel back when he was president.
Look, there's a lot of that goes on. I don't support the government in every sense, and our government is dirty too. But that's not what we're talking about right now. And so let's just it's whataboutism. Well, instead of focusing on this because it's uncomfortable, then people, well, what about this or what about that? And, you know, I love when people say, well, why aren't y'all talking about Hillary? Do you know why we're not talking about Hillary? Come on, tell me why we're not talking about Hillary. We're not talking about Hillary because she didn't win the election, she's not president, and because she's not part of the daily news. She's not in the news every day. She's barely in the news. We never talk about Hillary. We're not ignoring her flaws, and I called her out on many, many things. Too bad if you didn't hear that, but I called her out on many things. But Hillary's not in the news. In case you haven't noticed, we talk about what's in the news. And Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene put themselves in the news every day. And this is an election year, so we will talk about them.
I'll leave you with this one. This text says, Donna doesn't remember Trump telling the Russians to hack the Democratic National Committee. Donna doesn't remember Trump believing Putin over our own intelligence agencies.
You know,
that all happened.
Yeah. Remember that?
That all absolutely happened.
That did happen.
You know, the Russians hacked both the RNC and the DNC. But we only ever got to see what came from the DNC. They did not leak what they stole from the Republican National Committee.
Well, clearly, there is this cloak of a relationship between Trump and Putin.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but Donald Trump has an affinity for Vladimir Putin that defies sensibility concerning our relationship with Russia. And so it is Donald Trump's apparent affinity for Vladimir Putin that has caused a lot of right-wing radicals to support Russia in the war against Ukraine, support Russia trying to take over a country that is fighting for democracy. And not only that, but they then support the Marjorie Taylor Greens for also being a platform for Russia, the Tucker Carlsons for also being a platform for Russia. And so it's real easy to see how all that goes. But, you know, finally, and I wrote a blog about this again, which is on our website and my Facebook page, about finally reasonable Republicans are standing up to the right-wing radicals. And I think we're going to see more of this as this election year goes on. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1975, Pete Ham, who was the lead singer and primary songwriter for this band, Badfinger, a good band, had a couple of huge, huge hits. This was one of them. This is the day in 75 when Peter Ham hangs himself in his London home, and he was 27, being part of that Club 27 of rockers that killed himself at 27, or died at 27. There were business dealings that he wasn't happy with. The album Wish You Were Here was being taken from stores. His income was cut off. I don't know about that controversy, but here's the sad part. He left behind a pregnant girlfriend who gave birth to their daughter the following month. Don't commit suicide. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Truly one of the simplest, silliest love songs ever done, appropriately titled Silly Love Song. On this day in 1976, Wings' album At the Speed of Sound was number one in the country, and this was a song from the album. I mean, it's a catchy tune, but I just never thought Silly Love Songs was worthy of Paul McCartney's artistic endeavors, but yet he, you know, he wrote it. I mean, it kind of has a funny theme to it. Who, you know, what's wrong with another silly love song? Well, plenty, but we don't have time to get into it. I'm Scoot. Coming back, we will have still a lot to talk about. We're going to touch on the trial and David Pecker, who was on the stand yesterday. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.